We're going to do one called Will Adams Breakdown. They were learned from a recording of a black fiddler named William Adams from Kensington, Maryland. That was recorded by Mike Seeger, the late, great Mike Seeger. So we're going to do this one for you. Just kidding.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, I'm going to ask you this question. Take it to the people now. Do you want a fast one or a slow one? Now, hands, hold on. We're going to use hands. A fast one and a slow one. Wow, that was right. Those fast people were too fast for you slow people. I'll play you this one here. This is a piece that, when I first really got into a lot of this stuff, I got into it through what they call songsters, which were these musicians that, we call them country singers and blues singers now, but at one point they were all songsters. And one of my favorite songsters was this fellow named Henry Thomas, and he played with an instrument called the quills that was similar to this, which is like just like your normal pan pipe. And he played different dance tunes and whatnot. So I'm going to play you one of his pieces here. This is one called Charming Betsy. Give me just a second here. Now what's interesting about these instruments, the quills here, over time, instruments like the harmonica took it over. So have you ever heard Sonny Terry doing the Fox Chase? There's a quills piece that's pretty much the same thing with all the hooting and hollering. So I'll put in a little hooting here. Henry Thomas didn't do too much hooting on all of his tunes, but I'll throw a little in just for the sake of it.